Hello and welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a daily podcast about everything Elon Musk, from SpaceX, Starship, Starlink, Boring Company, Tesla, flamethrowers. Ooh, we love those flamethrowers, don't we? And memes. Let's talk about some memes sometimes. Elon has some great memeing going on. You know, we'll get into that some other time. But today, this is a clip from Elon Musk talking about the Starship and the construction of the Starship, I should say. How it's going to be made of steel as opposed to something like carbon fiber. And the heat shields. He's going to be talking about how big it is, you know, the size of the thing, how absolutely gigundous it's going to be. Let's sit back and listen to Elon. But first, I have to tell you about NordVPN. They sponsor the show. They're really great. And they help me secure my internet connection. Basically, what they do is they make a tunnel. The easiest way to say it is they make a tunnel between your device and the rest of the world. Wherever you send your information, they make a tunnel to protect your information, to encrypt it, so bad actors and outsiders can't see what you're sending. So you can go to nordvpn.com/spacenewspod, all one word, or you can use spacenewspod, all one word, in checkout for the coupon code. You get 70% off of your purchase. So check that out in the show notes. And let's listen to some Elon Musk talk about Starship and how cool steel is.
So we've gone through various iterations of heat shield. There's a lot of ways to skin the cat here. Ultimately, we decided to have heat shield hexagonal tiles, ceramic tiles that are basically like a tiny glass vermicelli at a microstructure level. So very, very light, but very crack resistant. Essentially, glass tiles, and they're because Starship is a steel construction. At first, it feels like, oh, it's steel. Does that mean it's heavy? No, actually, it's the lightest construction. Best design decision on this whole thing is a 301 stainless steel. Because at cryogenic temperatures, a 301 stainless actually has about the same effective strength as an advanced composite or aluminum lithium. Unlike most steels, which get brittle at low temperature, a 301 stainless gets much stronger. And if it's in the extra hot condition, meaning it's cold rolled to extra hot condition, it also gets way stronger. So its strength to weight ratio at cryogenic temperatures is equivalent or even perhaps slightly better than advanced composites or aluminum lithium. So this is not well appreciated, because if you just look at the materials manual and say like what is the strength of stainless steel, it looks much weaker than it is. You say, what is the strength at cryogenic temperature? Oh, much, much stronger. At very low temperature, almost twice as strong. That's when it becomes better than carbon fiber or aluminum lithium. And there's another benefit. It also has a high melting temperature. So for a reusable ship, you're coming in like a meteor. You want something that does not melt at a low temperature. You want something that melts at a high temperature. And this is where steel is extremely good as well. Steel has a melting temperature around sort of 1500 degrees centigrade, whereas aluminum, maybe 300 or 400 degrees. And same thing for carbon fiber. And that's really pushing it. Having that much higher melting temperature means that you don't need any shielding on the leeward side of the ship when it comes in for entry. And the shielding you need on the windward side, the hot side, is massively reduced, because the thickness of the tile is actually, for a reusable system, is dependent on what back shell temperature, how hot does the back of the tile that interfaces with the airframe get? And because the steel can take a much higher temperature, your heat shield, even on the windward side, is much lighter. The net effect is that a 301 stainless steel rocket is actually the lightest possible reusable architecture. Then it comes to cost. The carbon fiber we were using was $130 a ton. The steel is $2,500 a ton. $130,000 a ton versus $2,500 a ton. That makes much more sense. So it's $130,000 a ton for the carbon fiber and $2,500 a ton for the steel. So the steel is about 2% of the cost of the carbon fiber. So this is a good thing we changed from carbon fiber to steel, by far. it's very easy to weld stainless steel. The evidence being that we welded it outdoors without a factory. So, yeah. Great skills by the team, but with carbon fiber, this is impossible. With aluminum lithium, also impossible. But steel is very is easy to weld, and it is resilient to the elements. Talking to Austin earlier, he was saying like on Mars, you can like cut that up, you can weld it, you can modify it, no problem. Yeah, that's a good point. You're out there on the moon or Mars. You want something that you can modify, that you can cut up and use for other things. That's like for sure a great thing. So anyway, steel. Obviously, I'm in love with steel. So you know, it's time. I had to say it. You know, so great. So let's see. Going on to the booster. So the booster is designed to take up to 37 Raptor engines. I'm not sure if we'll go that high, but you can really, have 31. I think like the minimum number you'd want is, maybe around 24. But the booster is designed to be able to take multiple engines out. So you can actually add or subtract engines as you'd like. You basically just need a lot of force pushing up. Over time, I think you probably want around a 7,500. Ton force rocket, which is about twice the thrust of a Saturn V, a little more than twice the thrust, and on a roughly 5,000 ton gross liftoff mass. So for roughly 1.5 thrust to weight. For a reusable rocket, you actually want a high thrust to weight rather than an expendable rocket where you want a low thrust to weight, because any thrust to weight below one is not useful. Like if you have less thrust than your weight, you don't move. So you actually want a high thrust to weight for a reusable rocket. This is a very important design optimization change. So that's why I think more engines probably good, and getting up to around 7,500 tons over time, and a 1.5 thrust to weight ratio, or more. So, we think we're probably going to adjust the grid fin design to be kind of like more of like a diamond shape. It looks cooler. It works better too. And then the rear fins are actually just legs, so they're not needed for stabilization or guidance. They're essentially there for legs. All right. Let's go into some of the development testing. This is a Raptor firing. All right, and then obviously we had a Raptor fire on the Starhopper. It's kind of hard to see to appreciate scale, but it's the same diameter as the Starship, and obviously it's just right over there. So it's kind of hard to tell if it's the size of a trash can or how big it is. But it's about the body diameter is about 39 meters or 30 feet, not including the leg span. This gives you a sense of size. So the little pixels there—that's a little pixels are a human. And then there's the Hopper next to it, the Millennium Falcon for comparison. Then Starship, which is what you see before you, and then that's what it's will look like with the full stack, which is almost 2.5 times as tall as this vehicle.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. I really do appreciate your time. That was really cool. The breakdown for that is this thing is going to be huge. It's going to be cost effective, and they'll be able to make a lot of them much quicker than they can with carbon or any other material to make these giant starships. And it's going to be easier to make, I should say, because like he said in the show, you can just make this in a freaking parking lot. You didn't have to have a giant facility. It was just made in a parking lot by a shed, you know, like not a big deal. You just make this thing wherever you can. And it's much easier to build a spaceship wherever you can than, in a highly secured facility someplace. So he can just buy some land and build it in a parking lot. How cool is that? So I want to say thank you again to NordVPN for sponsoring the show. You can go to nordvpn.com/spacenewspod for 70% off your first purchase. And it's really great. I use it on my phone. I have an iPhone. It works on my phone, works on Android devices, any tablet, any computer. You can check it out at nordvpn.com/spacenewspod or use the code spacenewspod at checkout. Thanks again for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Elon Musk podcast. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon.